Andy Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Gold Patrol, Jesus 911, two-man car. Just from Eddie Chavez. We're 10-8 reporting for duty, sir. Eddie, are you 10-8, my friend?
Yes, I am. I'm reporting for duty, sir. How are you?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. Eddie, just want to mention before we get into this stuff, we're going to take the whole hour to talk about witchcraft because there's a lot to it, and it's on the rise, and that's alarming because when we have less people going to mass and we have more people embracing witchcraft, there's a problem. The only thing I want to mention kind of on the good news department is this. As Catholics, every month the Catholic Church dedicates every month to a certain practice or devotion in the Catholic Church. In case you didn't know, here's the irony. The month of April in Catholicism is the month dedicated to the Holy Eucharist. And as you all know, the Eucharist is the center of our life. We believe that's the resurrected Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Eucharist strengthens us and makes us one with Christ. And so let's continue to pray our spiritual communion prayers in the morning. Let's continue to pray our rosaries, our divine mercies, and our evening active contritions so that we're united with, so that we're uniting with our Lord Jesus Christ, at least spiritually, if not sacramentally. And let's just pray for that day to happen as soon as possible. Eddie?
Yeah, Jess, and we should understand that by now we should be yearning for confession. We should be yearning to attend Mass. And the reality is, if we're not, we need to examine our lives. We need to examine what exactly we consider the priority in life. Because if this pandemic that we're experiencing right now does not move you to ponder life's questions, there may be you might need heart surgery just to insert a heart in you.
Or maybe even brain surgery.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Exactly. Eddie, let's jump into this article. It's well written. There's a lot of comment I know both of us want to make. It's called Why Witchcraft is on the Rise. That's concerning. That's troubling. And it says Americans' interest in spellcasting tends to wax as instability rises and trust in establishment ideas plummet. So let's just dice this thing up. Juliet Diaz said she was having trouble not listening to my thoughts. Sorry, I kind of read into your head a little bit, she told me, when for the third time that August afternoon, she answered one of my admittedly not unpredictable questions about her witchcraft seconds before I'd had a chance to ask it. So a witch is being interviewed here.
Right.
She was drinking a homemade grounding tea in her apartment in a converted Victorian home in Jersey City, New Jersey, under a dream catcher, first problem, dream catchers, against superstitious practice, and within sight of what appeared to be a human skull. Huh. Another problem, having a human skull in your apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The interviewer goes on to write, we were surrounded by nearly 400 houseplants. That's interesting. The earthly smell of incense. My comment, people that are involved in the occult, they like to imitate Catholicism. And so they know that incense is the sweet aroma of Christ that ascends to heaven. And so they try to also use a lot of incense as well. And in mockery.
It's a sacramental for them, Jess.
Yeah, yeah. And it says, and according to Diaz, several of my ancestral spirit guides, another code word for demons, who had followed me in, says, you actually have a nun, Diaz informed me. I don't know where she comes from, and I'm not going to ask her. So Diaz is telling this person that's interviewing him or her that the interviewer also has a demon following him, and the demon is identifying himself as a nun.
Right.
Now, that goes to say one thing. Nobody's exempt from going to hell. I mean, if you're a nun and you don't live in a state of grace, and you embrace liberalism 101 with all the kooky New Age stuff going on today, and you reject the time-honored teachings of the Catholic Church, yeah, even a nun can go to hell. Eddie?
Jess, one of the things that strikes me first is just the first paragraph of the article, which says, what was her name, Janet Diaz? Is that what her name is, Janet?
Juliet Diaz.
Juliet Diaz. So, Jess, it's a Latina. So yeah. We know that our particular culture embraces this stuff, and we're having a representative here be interviewed. Now, with all the things that are going on, I don't think that this author should be strikingly alarmed that this girl that she's interviewing is exhibiting some of the things. Because, look, the reality is this, Jess. Once you interact with a witch, and knowing it's a witch, and maybe that she, maybe they know, or the witch knows that you're coming in and you know, talking about Christianity, or you have a Christian background, they're able to manipulate the information they get from demons for their benefit, Jess. And I, you know, the whole thing about you know, people coming in behind her, one of them is a nun. I'm not so sure I believe all that, but you have to realize going in that a lot of witches exhibit this kind of information that shouldn't surprise Catholics that understand their faith.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say is this, that, the saints and doctors of the church have told us that there are bishops, priests, and nuns in hell. So that's been said by the highest authorities, the doctors of the church. And so what that means is, hey, nobody is exempt.
Yeah.
The goal in life is to live and die in a state of grace. Eddie, let's jump into the next article.
Yeah, that's what this is. Diaz describes herself as a seer capable of reading auras and connecting with the other side, a plant whisperer who can communicate with her succulents, and one in a long line of healers in her family, which traces its roots to Cuba and the indigenous Taino people who settled in parts of the Caribbean. She is also a professional witch. Diaz sells anointing oils and intention-infused body products in her online store, instructs more than 8,900 witches enrolled in her online school, and leads witchy workshops that that promise to leave attendees feeling magical. In 2018, Diaz, the author of the best-selling book, Witchery, Embrace the Witch Within, earned more than $500,000 from her magic work and was named Best Witch. Yes, there are rankings. And they're ranked by spirit.
Wow. Let me just tell you just real quick, biblical theology. In the Old Testament, witchcraft was considered an abomination by God. And witches and wizards were commanded by God to be stoned to death. This is how serious God takes this sin. And in the New Testament, although witches aren't called to be stoned to death, the New Testament calls witchcraft, it's actually the word sorcery, calls it a mortal sin. One of the sins of the flesh, which will merit you hell. So in both testaments, there's an extreme punishment for this type of practice. So
yeah, just
we go.
And one of the things I want to say, remember, you know, these people are legitimately into their craft. So they are participating with evil, but they're also very dynamic in their line of work, because, you know, they say she's from a bloodline of professional witches. Well, it's true, but it's also a temporary evil gift which they manipulate to their benefit for profit, right? So she's making some cash writing books, having an online school with that many people, 8,900 it says, Jess. So she's got quite a following, and she's using it to make a living.
That's a rather large RCIA program, or anti-RCIA program. Now 38 years old, Diaz remembers that when she was growing up, her family's spell work, again, code work, Catholics don't cast spells, we pray, okay? Just look, I'm going to put all these buzzwords as you jump out, I'll just make a comment. Felt taboo. But over the past few years, witchcraft, long viewed with suspicion and even hostility, has transmuted into a mainstream phenomenon. The coven, witchcraft was so bad in this country that the Protestants, they didn't put up with it initially. They're the ones that the Salem witch hunts, that was done by Protestants. That wasn't a Catholic thing. Catholics didn't go after witches and kill them. That was the Protestants took the Old Testament very literal, and so they were very hostile. But again, things have changed now. The coven is the new squad. There are sea witches, city witches, cottage witches, kitchen witches, and influencer witches who share recipes for moon water or dreamy photos of altars bathed in candlelight. Notice sharing recipes. Again, this is why a exorcist will tell you to bless your food before you go out and eat in public, because you don't know if a witch is cooking your food at whatever establishment you're eating at, or if a Satanist is doing it.
Jess, and one of the things we learned from a recent video sent to us by a viewer, Ernesto, is something about what's it called? It's called spirit dining.
We're going to get into that on Monday.
We're going to get on that. So there is such a thing as evil cooking recipes, and that she's yeah. That's what she's talking about. That's exactly what's going
on. Yeah, we're
going
to get into that on Monday, yeah. By the way. So stand by, folks. There are witches living in Winnipeg and Indiana, San Francisco, and Dubai, hosting moon rituals in Manhattan's public parks and selling $11.99 hangover cures that adjust vibration of alcohol so that it doesn't add extra density and energetic weight to your aura. Aura means energy. So the fact that they can project these energies, that means, again, they're in contact with demons, because that's what they call demons, is energy. The witch. A 2014 Pew Research Center report suggested that the U.S. adult population of pagans and Wiccans was about 730,000, on par with the number of Unitarians. But Wicca represents just one among many approaches to witchery. Not all witches consider themselves pagan or Wiccan. These days, Diaz told me, everyone calls themselves witches. Eddie, we'll go to the next segment.
Yeah, I'm just concerned, Jess, that there's a number here of Wiccans and witches, et cetera, that match a Christian denomination. That's pretty alarming to me.
I'll tell you what concerns me. These are low-information Americans,
yeah.
And a lot of these are low-information Catholics, low-hanging fruit Catholics, and they've rejected Jesus Christ and embraced Satan unbeknownst to them.
Yep, here we are. Jesus 9-1, we'll be right back after these short messages.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us, by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Two-man car, Jesse and Eddie. We are reporting for duty, clear for calls. Jess, we are talking about an article of an interview of a witch by the name of Diaz. And here's what the next part of the article says. Is what exactly do they mean by that? That can vary from witch to witch. According to anthropologist Rodney Needham's 1978 book, Primordial Characters, scholars' working definition of a witch was, at that time, someone who causes harm to others by mystical means.
That's a good definition. Yeah. I like it.
I think that's still very...
That's an accurate definition.
That's a Catholic definition there.
Yep.
To Diaz, a witch is an embodiment of her truth in all its power.
Spin.
Yeah, right, exactly. Spin. To Diaz, among other magic practitioners, witch might embody a religious affiliation, political act, wellness regimen, hot new Luke... Is that, I don't know if that's a typo. Or some combination of the above. I'm doing magic when I march in the streets for causes I believe in, Pam Grossman, a witch and an author, wrote in a New York Times op-ed. Says casting spells and assembling altars have become quite lucrative. There you go.
Altars.
Yes. What is an altar? An altar requires a sacrifice, right?
Yes. Yes? Bingo. That's where I was going.
Yeah. And you know what? The reality is that's part of what they do. Just even though that part I don't think is out as much as
they're not
going
to admit that. That's right. Done under the cloak of darkness. Them and Satanists.
Yes.
Why do they have altars, Eddie? They're not taking bread and wine. Nope. Trust me. And doing some type of
Sure. I mean, some of these groups are targets of criminal investigation just because they're committing murders and making that altar active in the sacrifice of people.
Oh yeah, I've heard that from former Satanists.
Yes,
they've said that they've seen it and participated in it, and there's human sacrifices and animal sacrifices in these gatherings. Yes.
You can attend a fall equinox ritual organized by Airbnb. Sign up for a subscription with subscription witch boxes offering the equivalent of Blue Apron for magic making and buy an aura cleanses on Etsy. Instagram's reigning witch influencer, Brie Luna, another Latina, has more than 450,000 followers and has collaborated with Coach Refinery 29 and Smashbox, for which she recently introduced a line of cosmetics inspired by the transformative quality of crystals. Man, there's a lot there, Jess. You know, the cosmetics, Jess, so they're putting something on their body that their skin absorbs, similar to holy oils for baptism. Yes. And confirmation, and they're using it quite effectively, I would think, for demonic purposes there.
Again, these are their sacramentals.
Yep.
This is witches and Satanists imitate the one true religion, which is the Catholic faith, and they use anti-sacramentals. They use liturgy. They use structured prayer. In fact, I saw the video attached to this, Eddie. I don't know if there's a video attached to this article. I watched it last night.
Right.
They look like monks in prayer, even the way they were dressed. And their ritual, they're very, very liturgical. The video attached to this article, I recommend anybody to watch it. It's only 10 minutes. You'll see the way they'll go and pray and dress in the wilderness. They imitate Catholic monks, even their postures.
Sure, they have hooded dark garments, and they're walking through the forest. Jess, one of the things...
They're in procession.
Right. It's very similar. If you saw it from a distance, Jess, you would say, oh my, what Catholic...
It doesn't look like a Pentecostal revival where everybody's jumping around and speaking in tongues and
there's chaos at those.
Yeah, No, it's very organized. Yeah. Their structure of prayer is very organized like Catholic monks and nuns.
And one of the things I want to mention about this, Jess, because they're focusing on crystals here, transformative quality of crystals... She says, I think that crystals are generally new age in concept, right? But they can be difficult to detect with somebody who has crystals as an entry point during a prayer session, just because I don't think society looks at crystals as being from the occult. I think it's very...
They've been desensitized.
It's a benign kind of thing, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. We've been desensitized, and that's one of their sacramentals.
Right.
Just like they have sacramentals, I have one right here. I'm putting it on the camera. A rock, a stone from the Cave Gargano in Italy of St. Michael the Archangel. He's the one that his presence was all over this cave. And I have one of the stones. That's my sacramental.
Right.
We continue. Many professional witches, including Diaz, can also be hired to do to do magic on your behalf. So they're for hire, Eddie.
Exactly.
You know? Unbelievable.
They're making it profitable for themselves. Just even so, I think we're going to probably see in the very near future just income tax that's going to be required from people making this a primary job. They're going to be making it something that they're trying to legitimize, and they're doing a great job of it already.
Yeah, they are. And because they got the Democrat Party, which embraces witchcraft, many of their and Satanists in their party, so they're gonna back them up through legislation.
Right.
Diaz's most popular offering is her ancestral candle service there, again, imitating the power of Catholic blessed candles. It's just, this is a whole, they know the church that has the power.
Yeah.
They're not imitating any other religion.
Right.
A $45 ritual for manifesting intentions that I'd come to her apartment to try. Last month, we had 4 pregnancies, 33 job promotions, 12 business startups, 12 wedding proposals, and 4 court wins, claimed a professional email. Diaz, who grew up on food stamps, was homeless for parts of college, and as an adult, sometimes skipped lunch to save for rent. Says she was she has manifested an entirely new life. Yep, she sure has manifested from her candle work. Features of that new life include her new book deal, its bestseller status, her store, and a stronger relationship with her husband. I wonder what kind of a faith walk this guy has, or lack thereof. She performs up to 100 candle services each month and said she usually sells out within a day. Okay. Now, why do people go to her? I'll tell you why people go to these Satanists and these occultists, especially witches. They go because they want power, and they go because they want to, they also want prosperity. I want to make a lot of money, help me, and I want to curse my enemies, and I want that girl to fall in love with me. It's all this insatiable desire for lust and power.
Eddie? Yeah, Jess, you know, it's interesting because the demons provide a certain element of temporary success with these witches, these people that are totally integrated into witchcraft. And I think that's important to remember because it does work. You know, they mentioned the job promotions, the business startups and wedding proposals, etc. So there is a temporary benefit to these rituals that she's doing, the $45 candle service. So we have to think that the reality is, do you want temporary, quick life success here on this earth, or do you want to persevere through pain and suffering? Sometimes, most of the time, and be successful at the end of your life. That's all about staying in a state of grace, Jess. And people are not willing to put up with what's necessary. There's no Easter Sunday there because there's no Good Friday with most of these people.
Yeah, Eddie, these people they want, or they don't want to delay their gratification. They want everything right now.
Immediate
gratification. I want money. I want sex. I want power. I want prosperity. I want health right now. I don't want to suffer. I want to feel nothing but pleasure. I don't want no pain. And this is not the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Heaven is the place for people that embrace their suffering in the midst of the trials of life. And the first second in heavenly life with God through Jesus Christ is going to make the most, you know, enjoyable moments on planet Earth seem painful in comparison.
Yeah, Justin, you know, what we're living through right now, this pandemic, and we're all kind of suffering through it. I think people are looking at that as an annoyance. They're looking at that as, why do we have to put up with this? You know, I understand, like many of us, that staying away from the sacraments, that's one aspect of this. But another aspect is, you know what, Lord, I'm going to do what you require of me. I'm going to suffer through this because at the end of it, and at the end of my life, I'm going to be glad that the sacraments are back.
Amen. We'll have more of an appreciation. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah. Good luck tracing the history of witches. While the idea of witches is exceptionally old, Horace's satires, already embracing the negative stereotype circa 35 BC, describes witches with wigs and false teeth howling over dead animals. The day-to-day business of being a witch has continuously evolved, which complicates attempts to reconstruct a tidy family tree. The history of witchcraft has also long suffered from unreliable narrators. The Salem witch trials loom outside the American imagination, yet no official court records exist, and the accounts of the trials that did survive are, per the historian Stacy Schiff, maddeningly inconsistent. Go ahead, Jess.
More recent historians haven't fared much better. The Wicca faith grew out of the writings of Gerald Gardner, a former customs officer whose 1954 book, Witchcraft Today, recounted his experience in a coven, that's the session with 12 people, of Satanists or witches, whose tenets were allegedly passed down through the Middle Ages. But scholars later concluded that they were at least in part Gardner's invention. And then no culture can claim monopoly on witches. There is little doubt that in every inhabited continent of the world, the majority of recorded human societies have believed in and feared an ability by some individuals to cause misfortune and injury to others by non-physical and uncanny magical means. Again, that's the good Catholic definition of witchcraft. Writes historian Ronald Hutton, who has studied attitudes towards witches in more than 300 communities in places such as sub-Saharan Africa and the Greenland. The belief in witchcraft is so widespread and so enduring that one historian speculates it's innate to being human. Eddie?
In the United States, mainstream interest in witches has occasionally waned, but mostly waxed, usually in tandem with the rise of feminism and the plummeting of trust in establishment ideas. In the 19th century,
Transcendentalism.
And the women's suffrage movement took hold, witches enjoyed the beginnings of a rebranding from wicked devil worshippers to intuitive wise women. Woodstock and second wave feminism were a boon for witches, whose popularity spiked again following the Anita Hill hearings in the 1990s and again after Donald Trump's election and alongside the hashtag Me Too movement. Yeah, Justin, you know, this is so concerning because how big is this this movement, this movement towards feminism and the protection of women? You know, this is something that has integrated our society.
Oh yeah,
and that's dangerous.
Eddie, I'm sure there's a lot of judges and politicians,
yep,
Hollywood executive, you know, females that are witches. They wear pantsuits now. They don't have broomsticks or crooked noses and long pointed hats. They wear pantsuits, Eddie, and they're politicians. They're executives. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Jesus 911, two man car. We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. Everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love it.
Out there.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617. 661-695-6617.
We'll be right back.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, two-man car, Jesse and Eddie. Jess, we're right in the middle of this article. Let's continue.
The latest witch renaissance coincides with a growing fascination with astrology, that's the occult, crystals, the occult, and tarot, the occult, which, like magic, occult, practitioners consider ways to tap into unseen and unconventional sources of power. That's exactly the definition of witchcraft right there. And which can be especially appealing for people who feel disenfranchised or who have grown weary of trying to enact change by working within the system. Modern witchcraft has drawn more women than men, as well as many people of color and queer or transgender individuals. A witch can be any gender. The more frustrated people get, they do often turn to witchcraft because they're like, well, the usual channels are not just working, so let's see what else is out there, Grossman told me. See, here's the issue. Again, most people, when they hit a wall and they enter into a time of suffering, they don't want that because they've never heard the message of the Catholic gospel. That in order to follow Jesus Christ and to be saved, we need to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Most people haven't heard the Catholic gospel. Whatever they're hearing some type of loony Protestant TBN gospel that nobody suffers. So when you start suffering, they're saying, wait a minute, this Christianity stuff doesn't work. Benny Hinn told me I'm not supposed to suffer. And all these guys on the TBN channel said there's no suffering. If you follow Jesus, I'm suffering. Well, I guess this doesn't work. And so they go to witchcraft. Let me finish this article. Whenever there are events that really shake the foundations of society, the American Civil War, turmoil in pre-revolutionary Russia, the rise of the Weimar Germany Republic, England's post-war reconstruction, people absolutely turn to the occult. That's sad. Trump must contend not only with the resistance, with hashtag resistance, but with hashtag magic resistance, which shares guides to hexing corporations, spells to protect reproductive rights, in other words, spells to protect abortion, and opportunities to join 4,900 members of the hashtag bind Trump. See, they even use Catholic spiritual warfare terms. A Facebook group in casting spells to curb president's power, which has been on basically since he was elected president, and that's what we have to pray to offset these curses. Eddie, comment?
Yeah, Jess, you know, it reminds me of a story that the Bishop Sheen once said about being on an airplane one time, and you'll know what I'm talking about, yeah. It was Lent. It was a Friday in Lent, and he tells the stewardess who came over to him, "No, I'm gonna skip my meal, because I'm fasting." And the lady next to him says, "Oh yes, I'm fasting too." And the bishop tells her, "So I'm Catholic. You're fasting for Lent." She goes, "No, I'm fasting for abortions." She was a witch. She was sitting next to a witch. And so this is the reality. Just we think we're safe from these things. We think we're that there's a wall that divides us. But the reality is these things are right next to us, and that's why we need to pray much more often than we are, because they're getting it looks like they're getting a little bit ahead of the game here. Just we need to cut them off by our prayers.
Yeah, everybody listening to the show should be praying the Auxilium Christianorum prayers as part of being part of the show, watching the show. That's what you should all be doing. You can download them, put them on your phone.
Yes.
Get the app, put them on your phone, pray them every night before you go to bed. These are binding prayers. Let's pray these to protect our family, our children, our marriages, and our country, specifically the president.
Just throughout history, attempts to control women have masqueraded as crackdowns on witchcraft, and for some people, simply self-identifying as a witch, a symbol of strong female power, especially in the face of the violent misogynistic backlash that can greet it, is a form of activism. Witchcraft is feminism. It's inherently political, Gabriella Hurstick said, a witch and author, told Sabbath magazine. It's always been about the outsider, about the woman who doesn't do what the church or
doesn't want. Patriarchy. Oh yeah, you're right. Who doesn't do? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, who doesn't do what the church or patriarchy wants? Jess, this, you know, for somebody to say that witchcraft is feminism, I kind of get that, because there's a certain power that witches obtain when they decide to you know, turn state evidence or go against the other side, and so I believe there is some temporary benefit to them doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yep. And I mean, Eddie, we know that God grants the occult limited, whatever power they have is allowed by God, is granted by God. God is, you see in the book of Job, the devil asked God, hey, can I tempt Job? I need some power. Yeah, you got limited power. Right. You can tempt them. So yeah, the occult, they do this by divine permission. It's allowed. And it's for the purposes of making us holy, the children of God holy. Something else important here is that paragraph that you just read, witches reject the divine order as instituted by God. Man, the husband, the head, the wife, the heart, male and female, indissoluble union till death do us part, exclusive, faithful, bring children into the world. They reject all that. They call that patriarchy.
Well, that's what she's saying, Jess. She's saying it's inherently political. Of course it's political. What else is there to change except the order of society, the way it's ordered according to this Christian country? That's why they hate Trump. That's why they're, you know, hashtag, what is that, hashtag? Yeah, it's funny how they're letting loose with the frenzy of hell, especially during the pandemic right now.
Yep, and again, what are demons attracted to? Basic spiritual warfare rule. Disorder. What are demons flee from? Order. This is why, again, as Catholics, we have to live in a state of grace and have our life in check in internal order and external order. This is what protects us from the diabolical. Disorder, internal and external disorder in your life, and internal disorder in your life attracts the diabolical.
Justin,
it says here.
We have to think because remember, the order of the country is being fought against all the time. What we have now is a much disorder. Especially not right. Going to the church. So what does the Liber Cristo people say? They say angels go to where they're asked, but the demons go to where God is not resisted.
That's
Jeff,
right.
Nobody's resisting the devils right now. Nobody's. It's a whole beacon that's going off that's calling them. You know, it's very, very alarming if we don't get this church in order.
You got it. It says, deist's own history of witchcraft long predates the 2016 election. She said that she had her first vision at age 5 and was taught by her mother to make potions to cure her nightmares in elementary school. Wow, what a good mom. no pun intended. And quietly used her gifts as a seer while working in crime scene forensics after college. I don't know anybody in law enforcement that would use a witch, but that's another story. 10 years ago, following what she says was guidance from her ancestors' spirits, those are demons, she quit her job, divorced her first husband, and threw herself full-time into working as a witch.
There's the disorder.
Dee is a self-described plant witch. Again, I wrote a book on marijuana, the what I would call the devil's weed. Draws extensively on Taino traditions and herbs, jars of which occupy almost an entire room of her apartment. But the fact that there are no set criteria for being a witch is for many precisely the appeal. Witchcraft beckons with the promise of a spirituality that is self-determined, anti-patriarchal, and flexible enough to incorporate varied cultural traditions. See, that's the danger of it, is that they're able to attach themselves like kind of like a virus to any religion and just corrupt it. Eddie?
Yeah, it says, which is not to say anything goes. Although Diaz has emerged as a leading voice for an inclusive, no wrong answers form of witchery, she and others prickle at the creeping tendency to claim the witch label without actually practicing magic. A lot of girls, young girls, they post pictures of their house with their room, with upside down crosses, goth clothes, with their potions. They don't even practice witchcraft, and they're like, "Oh, I'm a witch." Diaz told me it takes away from the sacredness of the world.
They got standards, Eddie.
Yeah, they do. Diaz also says she's troubled by what she sees as a commodification of witchcraft, though, of course, she benefited from its commercial appeal and the cultural appropriation that's come with it, such as a white witches, which there is no such thing, borrowing from indigenous or African diasporic traditions. Palo Santo, a wood that is traditionally burned by shamans and is now a staple of yoga studios everywhere, can be purchased from Urban Outfitters, Bloomingdale's, Madewell, Anthropology, the Whitney Museum of American Art, Crate and Barrels CB2, and once it's back in stock there, Goop. In her own store, Diaz aims to source from indigenous people and sell only products she develops herself. There's an amazing amount of these evil sacramentals available through, look at Bloomingdale's. I mean, these are all, established businesses that are participating.
Walmart, I think, Target. Yep. Eddie, I'm telling you, there's been an escalation of evil. If anybody can't see that, they're blind. The church is getting smaller. Evil is growing. But the church is getting stronger. I will tell you that. And it doesn't take that many people to defeat evil. I mean, you know, you have the famous story of Gideon with 300 Israelites defeated thousands of the enemy. One angel of God defeated 186,000 Assyrians. And 12 apostles brought Christianity to the entire world. So, yeah, we may be on. I mean, the occult is growing. Let's not deny this.
No.
And Catholics are dropping out left and right, becoming secular humanists or nuns. But the fact of the matter is, let's be that remnant. Everybody listening to me, try to pull as many people as you can into the church. But boy, oh boy, make sure you get to heaven. Make sure you're living in a state of grace. And if you're living in a state of grace and living your Catholic faith and sharing your faith, you're going to be a beacon of light to those around you. And they're going to say, you know what, man? I think I'm going to jump on the Jesus train. This other stuff here, it just doesn't satisfy.
You're right.
Despite all this, calling oneself a witch can still be risky. Grossman told me she's received letters from numerous people who fear that if they openly embrace magic, they would be either fired from their jobs or have their kids taken away or kicked out of their families. The stakes are even higher in other parts of the world where, per a 2009 United Nations report, being labeled a witch remains tantamount to receiving a death sentence. Amidst a rise in witchcraft-related abuse, including the case of an 8-year-old who was tortured to death in 2000, London established a police team dedicated to reducing violence, targeting accused witches. By contrast, officials in Saudi Arabia established an anti-witchery unit that trains police to scientifically battle witchcraft, which is punishable by beheading. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us? so that we may be freed when the test has come. May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, Jesse and Eddie here. We're talking about witchcraft, which is a very popular subject right now. The more we get into this article, the more I realize it. Just the article goes on. It says, on a brocaded ottoman beside her couch, Dia set out a tray containing the ingredients necessary for her candle ritual, which included a vial of straw-thin mouse bones for speed, a snake carcass suspended in milky liquid for protection, and frankincense oil for opening up a portal for the candle and sending a message into the roots of the wax. Jess, opening a portal is something we never want to do in Christianity, but it seems like it's something they desire to do, with this ritual she's going to conduct with her candle ritual, it says. It says she lit a stick of Palo Santo wood and wafted its smoke over each item. I think it might have been waved its smoke over each item, carefully encircling a tall candle that she said would fix with my intention, that she would fix with my intention, then burn later in the sacred area she maintains in her basement. Okay, I'd like to see her basement. But
notice the liturgy. It's liturgical what she's doing, Eddie. Yep. Notice that. The imitation of Catholicism. Did you notice that?
Yeah, the
whole paragraph that you just read
altar,
there.
Yeah, the whole altar, everything is set up in its little area. It's
wafting with incense, right. You know.
It's evil in its base, and I don't see how anybody could be interested in this or involved in it that doesn't have some understanding about what's happening here, because this is not just random stuff.
Eddie, it's just the lack of catechesis, and I'm not to pick on, again, Vatican II, but we admit that the understanding or the comprehension of the average Catholic of the Catholic faith after Vatican II, it was dumbed down.
Yeah.
And so when you start using things like a tall candle, or you just read a tall candle, you start using incense and an altar, a low information Catholic's going to say, hey, well, this is Catholic. I'm right at home here. I mean, you're probably saying, Jesse, you're exaggerating. I don't think I am.
No.
I think there are some Catholics that have been so dumbed down in the last 60 years that they don't, like Dan and Kyle are always saying, the average Catholic, they don't know the clean from the unclean.
Yeah.
That's the key here, to know that, and most people don't know the clean, the liturgy, the Catholic teachings from the unclean, from these imitation. This is imitation stuff here. But they imitate a lot of the stuff from the real McCoy, which is the Catholic faith. And again, the low information Catholic just says, well, this is Catholic. They have a candle and incense and an altar, and they say prayers. Well, they don't sound like Catholic prayers, but they're praying to something. So, you know,
no,
God help us.
It's true, Jess. I mean, even some of the things that they're talking about here, I remember a case where this woman was having ongoing problems, and we couldn't figure out why. We couldn't pin it down. Well, the reality is she was taking something bought at a vitamin store that contained some serpent venom in minute amounts, and she was taking that, and that was enough to keep her vexed after all the sins she had committed. But this is something just that brings on, especially opening a portal here, that part of the ritual, something that people are not prepared for, and that's why exorcists are going to be busy way into the end of this pandemic and beyond.
Yeah, you're right. You know what, Eddie? And also, just for the audience, just so we can know, just so Catholics can know, witchcraft is incompatible with the Catholic faith. The occult is incompatible with the Catholic faith. If you're involved in any of that stuff and you've never heard it clearly enunciated by a Catholic, we're telling you right now, stop it, knock it off, repent, get to confession, get back to the real instruments that help you, that open portals, the sacraments. In fact, the Mass opens the ultimate portal. During the Mass, when the priest puts his hand over the bread and wine and says the words of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life, comes down upon that bread and wine, transforms it completely into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And if your eyes could see, you would faint, because at that moment, legions of angels descend from heaven around the sanctuary. They're on their knees worshiping the God-man who is present on earth, because a portal just opened up and the angels descend down like in Jacob's ladder. It's just like we see in the book of Genesis. They come up and down on that ladder. They're worshiping Christ, the God-man, at the moment when the species have been consecrated. And if you could also see, you would faint, because all around the church, all around you, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, another portal's been opened because of the consecration. Now you have, as the author writes, this great cloud of witnesses. Those are the saints. Some of your family members that may be in heaven are there at Mass worshiping, because the Catholic Mass on earth opens up a portal to heaven. That's why Dr. Scott Hahn says that when you go to Mass, you're entering into heavenly worship. The Mass that you're going to in your parish, even a sloppily, you know, celebrated, but if the words of consecration are done, matter, intention, and form, it opens up a portal to heaven, and now heaven and earth come together. That's the ultimate portal, Eddie, that we should be going to and attending and witnessing again and again and again.
Jess, the only portal we could say that's opened to heaven is through the Mass. The other portals are portals to the demonic. And if you could see what was happening, you'd also faint, but you'd faint from fear. Fear for what was released from the portal of hell. That's called the pit of hell. That's the difference what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Eddie, I feel sorry for these two low information Latinas in this article. I just want to say a quick prayer for both of them. Julia Diaz and another one. Let's just pray a Hail Mary for their conversion. Name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Blessed
art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy
Mary, Mother of God,
pray for
us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
And pray especially for them, Mother Mary, and bring them back to the church. Wrap them around the mantle of your motherly love and show them the way to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eddie, any final comments on witchcraft in general, this article that we just read?
You know, just it's very to me, it's very compelling, because right now it seems like a concept that's over there. But once you open up mortal sin, once you enter into mortal sin by your consent, then you begin to see more clearly what here seems like it's on the other side of the wall. But when you live it, Jess, it's the reality of it is almost too much for. Too much for people to handle. Sometimes they want it to be done so quickly, be over. I understand what I did now, and Father, just you know, wave that cross in front of me and let it go away. Well, it doesn't happen that way, Jess. And that's, I'm telling you, once you get into that world, and we see it from our position, Jess, it's very difficult to rid yourself of it. And the prayer regimen, which Liber Cristo uses and you know is practiced all over.
And I'm sure Eddie's team's using it now too.
Yes, right. And you know, Jess, the reality is very few people can maintain that level that's necessary to be able to be liberated from whatever however they're bound in this life. That's the reality of it. And so,
Eddie, it's like working out. It's hard. I mean, think about the academy.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in shape. How easy it is to get out of shape.
Yeah.
Same analogy.
It's true.
How hard it is to live in a state of grace and stay right with Jesus. Hard. How easy it is to fall into the hands of the devil. Just like working out, or lack of thereof.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true because, yes, we're going to, as human beings, you know, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We're going to gravitate towards laziness, just towards sloth. And that's what we have to fight against. That, a lot of times, is what's going to keep people away from mortal sin, as difficult as the fight is. And those people that are sick, especially during this pandemic, Jess, those people that are sick, they have the power in their sickness when they're in a state of grace. Making a perfect act of contrition, they have the power, Jess, to do things, to accomplish things in the spirit world that we cannot even imagine. And so that's the people that we need to urge forward and say, listen, you have a great spiritual power right now, almost the power that Jesus had when on the cross. We can enter into that right. realm because of the because of the suffering that we're going through. So make your suffering work. Don't let it go to waste. Offer it up.
Right. And what I'll tell you, what gives us the power to tap into the power of Christ is baptism. The whole theology of baptism is what gives us that power to suffer with Christ, to reign with him, and also to have power in our prayer and the power to resist sin. My last comments on witchcraft, Eddie, is simply this. Witchcraft, it attracts people who want to be spiritual. And it attracts people that want to know the future, and it attracts people that have leadership qualities, but they don't want to submit to God. That's a problem. So I consider witchcraft spiritual prostitution. I want to be spiritual without submitting to the one true God and his church. Witchcraft is spiritual prostitution. Witchcraft is the Old Testament describes it as rebellion against God. You know, it's a person that wants to be a spiritual leader and a spiritual warrior without going through the school of hard knocks, following Christ. I would consider witchcraft at best a fake religion, at best, and at worst, a diabolical religion, because it draws its power from evil spirits, whether the practitioner knows it or not. And even St. Paul talks about these diabolical religions in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. He says, now the Holy Spirit expressly says that in latter times, that's now, some people will depart from the faith, that's the Catholic faith, by giving heed, that's listening, to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, close quote. That's exactly what's happening with a lot of Catholics right now. Latter times right now, they're walking away from the Holy Spirit, the one true faith, and they're listening to demonic spirits and doctrines of demons, and they're getting sucked into witchcraft. Eddie?
Jess, and if somebody is beginning to listen to the news more, to turn on the tube, you know what? That is not the right response from Catholics right now. Matter of fact, I heard somebody recently say, you know, avoid, I think maybe it was Father Bassan, yes, turn the news off. We don't want to hear that horrible predictions for what's coming up in the future. We put our hope in God. We say our prayers. And we understand that we're put in this suffering for a reason. What a beautiful time to be alive, Jess. Beautiful time.
Amen. Praise Psalm 91, everybody, today. That's a powerful psalm to ask God to protect us from the devil, pestilences, and plagues. Praise Psalm 91. Eddie, we're done. Ben Stedman, yeah. We're out.
We're out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for Gary Mashuda. Hands-on apologetic. Usually has a great guest. Join him. And remember the Jesus 911 war cry. It's the St. Michael's famous thing, right? Who's on us like God? Priesthood Deus. God bless you. Take care. See you next week.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.